From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iran says it will retaliate if the United States renews sanctions next month, according to the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in a warning Wednesday. In a televised speech to thousands of members of the Basij Islamist Volunteer Militia, he said that in the issue of the nuclear deal, the current administration has committed several violations, the latest of which is a renewal of the 10-year sanctions. The U.S. Congress last week voted to renew longstanding sanctions linked to Iran's ballistic missile test and human rights record that predate the controversy around Iran's nuclear ambitions. At least 9 people were killed and 7 others wounded in cross-border fire, which hit a Pakistani bus in the disputed region of Kashmir Wednesday, according to officials. It's the latest deadly skirmish between India and Pakistan. The German flagship carrier Lufthansa says it's canceling 912 flights on Thursday, grounding 115,000 more passengers as pilots extend their strike by another day. The airline had already scrapped nearly 900 flights that affected over 100,000 passengers on Wednesday. Pilots staged a walkout in a dispute over pay and working conditions. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will be named Wednesday as the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's choice to serve as the country's ambassador to the United Nations. The 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants is serving her second term as governor, but has no foreign policy experience. She would be Trump's first cabinet pick, who is not a white man. This is VOA News. South Korean prosecutors Wednesday raided the offices of the Samsung Group and the state pension fund as the electronics giant is dragged further into a snowballing influence peddling scandal engulfing President Park Geun-hye. The raid comes as Samsung faces allegations that it bribed Park's confidant, Choi Soon-sil, to win state approval for a controversial merger it sought last year. Australian experts are divided over whether the world's biggest trade deal could survive without the United States. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to pull out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, on his first day in office. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Australian experts are divided over whether the world's biggest trade deal could survive without the United States. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to pull out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, on his first day in office. The agreement includes the US, Australia, and 10 other countries. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports. Donald Trump has dismissed the TPP as a job-killing disaster and has said he'd scrap the proposed agreement when he becomes US president in January. Mr. Trump has promised to instead negotiate bilateral trade deals that would bring back American jobs. The TPP was signed by 12 countries earlier this year and covers 40% of the world's economy. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A revised peace agreement between the Colombian government and rebels of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, is to be signed Thursday and sent to Congress for approval.
Se han perdido vidas y hay muchas más en peligro.
That's the Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. He said lives have been lost and many more are at stake. We cannot forgive ourselves for not having acted promptly and firmly to correct the situation. The agreement aims to bring the hemisphere's longest-running civil war to an end. A far-right extremist was sentenced on Wednesday to life imprisonment without the possibility of release for murdering British MP Joe Cox a week before Britain's EU referendum in a politically motivated attack. Because she was a member of parliament, your crime has additional dimension that calls for a particular punishment. That's according to the judge, Alan Wilkie, speaking to Thomas Mayer, and issued a rare whole life term as punishment. There's no doubt it was done to further a political motive, he said. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.